92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I'm so glad that you are here with us today because it was sunny earlier. But this is just the way it is here in Northern Nevada. Wait 10 minutes and the weather changes. Okay. Get that off my chest immediately. It's like, what happened to my sunshine? I just had less than an hour ago. It's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. Lots going on and lots to talk about. So for the past couple of days, I had been mentioning that there was a meeting at, well, I've just been calling it the Christie meeting, Christie Corp. It's happening today, tonight, 5 to 6:30. If you live in the area that this proposed neighborhood in Carson is going into, please participate. This meeting is actually with the developers. And let me tell you why you need to participate. It's going to be at the Carson Nugget tonight, 5 to 6:30. They're going to go over the development. And you need to participate, yay or nay. What do you think? Because as we go through, Reno City Council, you never know. Your participation is what matters. And yesterday, the Reno City Council actually voted against allowing an industrial development in Mogul after hearing from the residents. And they were opposed. And that room was packed. The Planning Commission was pretty right down the line, 3-2. It was a 27-acre commercial industrial project. In Mogul. And the citizens came together and said, not here. I mean, look at all the building that they've been doing in that area, especially up on the hillsides. Is that what you want to look down into? Don't we have enough property outside of residential areas that industrial parks can be built into? I know you want it off the major trucking routes. Makes it easier. But again, it goes back to, what do you want your community to look like? What is the feeling that you want for your community? Be involved. You never know. You might make a difference with the developers in Carson City, like they did here in Mogul. Lots to talk about today. I mean, so much that my brain is about ready to explode, actually. Another pedestrian hit the other night. I didn't mention that yesterday. The things you need to pay attention to. More of your money going to things that, it just makes you look and shake your head. And that's why I urge you, 2020. It's almost literally here. It's almost upon us. It seems like every day it just gets closer and closer and closer. And are you ready for it? Ask yourself, are you ready for this? A lot of people are going to be coming at you and saying, well, this is the right person to vote for, and this is the right person to vote for. Don't I don't want to say friends because friends have more of a conversation. Your acquaintances, people that you think you know and you talk to and, you know, oh, well, they have a good opinion about a candidate. Find out about that candidate for yourself. Do some digging. Thank you for the email already this morning, John. Little Birdie told me that the city of Reno is getting license plate scanners on street corners to place another brick in the foundation of a totalitarian police state or to gather market information for a price. We're already kind of being watched. That's already out there. Is this the probability of, you know, the explanation for fewer law enforcement officers saving money in that way so they can go off onto something else? It's disturbing. But what is also disturbing is the judges that we have in place. Remember, there are also judges that you need to vote for. And it seems more and more that everything's going before a judge. Maybe this is why the founding fathers felt that lawyers shouldn't be involved in politics. And they should be denied in politics. But that 13th Amendment just kind of went away. Look it up for yourself. This is disturbing, though. If you cross over the border of the United States of America illegally, you go jump a fence, which, by the way, there is new video of the grappling hook ladders that are being used to breach the brand new border wall. It's amazing to watch. You know, what happened to this will be the protection. I digressed there and I lost my train of thought. If you cross that border, whether there's a wall there or not, if you dig under the fence, if you run across, or run, sorry, no T in cross, run across a field, or throw the grappling hook and just crawl over that new wall, you are entering this country illegally. That is a crime. In most people's opinions, that means if you commit a crime, then you are a criminal. Las Vegas Review-Journal is noting local law enforcement to keep undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, in custody for up to 48 hours to give ICE time to pick them up for deportation. That is pretty darn reasonable. Very, very, very reasonable. U.S. District Court Judge, California, ruled the practice to be unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. Do I even need to begin to tell you that that was an Obama-appointed judge? Everything in the minds of elected representatives right now, from the past president to the people he still has working for him in the newly elected administration, to the judges out there, how can you be a judge and read so many things differently that are so clear in the United States Constitution? Is now we have to take our judges to court. It's mind-boggling. And it's getting old. It's getting very old. This is what's going to tear us apart. So whether you vote early, whether you send in an absentee ballot, whether you go to the booth on election day, know, please, who every single person on that ballot is. Especially the judges and the attorneys. Because we've been letting them get away with this for far too long. If you don't think that there aren't judges and attorneys who want to further their political career, further their career, keep living off the dole of the taxpayer, then once again, you need to wake up. 884-9910, what would you like to talk about today as we head into this snowy weekend? Got the word, snowy weekend. It's going to be a good one. 884-9910. Or, like a number of people have already done this morning, it's easy. Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A. Not the German spelling, no K in there. M-O-N-I-C-A at 991fmtalk.com. It's easy. All right. We will be back in just minutes and talk a little bit more about, things that are coming in the next year. It's going to be a good one. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910, what would you like to talk about today as we head into this wintry weekend? Ray's on the line. Hey, Ray. What would you like to talk about? I'm doing good. What's up?
I know you guys have been over this before with the homeless problem, but I just drove by a park on Washington Street. I don't know the name of it. It's maybe 5th Street, 6th Street. There has got to be 6 tents up. And I know you guys moved them from the renowned park, but they just moved to another park. And I'll hang up. I'm just so aggravated.
No, Ray, I know. I think that may be Whitaker Park, but I'm not sure. I have to look at the directions, but you know, Ray, I'm just as frustrated as you are, because here the news is reporting and the city is touting that, well, they've opened up the extra space and the warming spaces at the shelter, and that they're cleaning things up. They're going to spend an extra $250,000 to have a private company come in and clean up along the river. But you have to understand, it's just a ruse that these people will just continue to move around. And I have two people that are joining me tomorrow, Pat Cashel, who is the former CEO of the shelter. So please join me for that conversation tomorrow, because he's promised he's going to lay it on the line and give us the real situations of what's going on. Because we have to stop finger pointing. People blame the Reno Police Department. Well, let me tell you, it's not the police department, and it's not that Boise versus Martin thing. Okay? There is an internal memo that went out last month to the city manager and the chief of police that stated the RPD was not to allow illegal park camping. So you know this. It's an internal memo. The RPD is not to allow illegal park camping. And the procedure was outlined. The procedure that the RPD is supposed to follow so they can remove these camps in compliance with Boise versus Martin. So if you have somebody tell you that there's nothing that can be done, then they don't know their facts. Because these things can be done. Yes, the parks are public, but there is a difference between a public park and a camping site. We have 87 public parks in Reno. So how many parks are they going to christen by letting the camps just move around? The camps move around because they know they can get away with it. Because people have told them, you know, these so-called activists or homeless advocates have told them how to get around the law. I hate to tell you this, but the law is on the side of the people. Obviously, the law is there because Pickett Park and Broadhead Park wouldn't have been cleaned up. They wouldn't be in the nice condition that they are now if it was against the law. The point is enforcing the law. Why have we letting it got this far? Because of your elected representatives. If you don't keep this in mind as we head into 2020, an election cycle, and remove the problems and get people in there who will create solutions, then you're just perpetuating the problem. I had contact with Jeff Church the other day. Valerie White from QOL, they went to the meeting, the homeless meeting. Nothing done. Once again, nothing done. The fingers are pointed. It's the county's responsibility. It's the city's responsibility. They took it over. It's the people at the shelter. It's VOA, Volunteers of America. There is a major problem here. And our elected representatives just keep on pointing fingers. And you know why Broadhead Park was cleaned up? You know why Pickett Park was cleaned up? Because you finally started speaking out in a voice loud enough that they could not ignore you any longer. Because that's what they were doing. Ignoring you and the problems. Coddling people. Sorry, I come from a generation that if you did something bad, you got spanked, you got sent to your room, you might not have even gotten dinner. It's called tough love to make you a better person. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the home of Fox News at the top and the bottom of the hour. So, since it's the bottom of the hour, let's get going and find out what's happening nationally.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin.
Santa's got to have a belly full of jelly when he laughs. That's what I learned when I was a kid. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show. It's not about me. It's about you and what you want to talk about at 884-9910. And why don't we talk about just getting together tomorrow and sharing a little Christmas spirit? Paul Jackson on the line. Hello, Paul. How are you today?
Monica, how are you doing? I'm wonderful today. I'm so glad to be here and be able to talk about First Friday.
I'm so glad.
Well, it's our annual First Friday Christmas spirit. And just to show our Christmas spirit, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to be at the Trump campaign headquarters at 1155 West 4th Street. The drinks are on us this time. Normally we just comp food, but it's going to be complimentary wine, beer, and soft drinks. And we're going to have some light eats. It's not dinner. It's just some light eats. But what we wanted you to do for us is bring an unwrapped gift or a gift card to any store you like to the event and drop them off for a kid in need.
That sounds fantastic. Plus, you get to mingle and speak with people about, you know, Republicans, what's happening in the upcoming election. It doesn't have to be all about Christmas. We can throw some. I mean, that's what Christmas is about, sharing, not just sharing food, not just sharing drink or toys, but also sharing ideas and how
Absolutely.
We can make everything better. And isn't it nice to be able to say that you're getting in the Christmas spirit and having a little Christmas get together?
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be tending bar. So, you know, come up and say hello. We're going to have a representative from the CASA organization there to get the gift cards. Something I wanted to mention. All the unwrapped toys, they're going to go to Toys for Tots. We're going to get those dropped off on Saturday. But the gift cards, they're important because, as you may know, Monica, I was a CASA for 18 years, and now I'm still working with the organization, but in a different capacity. And CASA is court-appointed special advocates. These are kids who have been taken out of their home for no reason of theirs. It's something their parents did. They're taken out of the homes and they put into care. The biggest need, everybody likes to buy fluffy toys for babies and things like that, but the biggest need is the teenagers, especially teenage girls. Nobody knows what to get them. They don't know what they want half the time. And getting a gift card, what that does for us is if the girl wants to get makeup, then her CASA or her social worker or even a cop or somebody else that works in the system can take it down to the local store where we've got a gift card, a donated gift card, and she can get some makeup if she wants, or she can go buy music on Amazon or pick up new clothes, whatever it is. But giving them those gift cards are really important. And again, those teenagers do tend to get left out.
They do. I totally agree with you, Paul. And the nice thing, too, is this is a Christmas get-together. So no speeches. You can talk politics, but no speeches.
That's exactly it. I want everybody to enjoy it. I'll probably tell a bad joke and do a little bit of housekeeping, but that's
a party atmosphere. Those bad jokes, they just come with the territory. Hey, write this number down if you can, 202-740-6898. You can text Paul if you want more information or just directions to 1155 West 4th Street in the Keystone Plaza. It is in the plaza. So you just turn right in there, and trust me, you'll be able to find the party. Paul, thank you for all you do, not only for all of your work still with CASA, court-appointed special advocates, but for the Republican Party and just the community in general. We really appreciate it, Paul.
Well, thank you. It is nice to for somebody to say they appreciate it. I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We really do. Have a great day. I might have to pop by there myself with a few gift cards because that just sounds like a whole lot of fun. It's the Trump office, by the way. That's why I say you can't miss it. All right. I give speeches. They're not going to do speeches there, but I'll give speeches. So thank you. If you don't want to do social media, that's okay. But this is why I feel like I have to do social media, because I want to be in direct contact with you, that you can get a hold of me anytime. I might not be able to get right back to you, but you can get it to me as soon as possible by text, by Twitter, by Facebook. So just got a message from Michael. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate this. Galetti Way. 8/10. Vita Lee from the road. I think that was a typo. Oh, wow. Nice picture. RPD drives by all the time. Garbage everywhere. Truckee River is full of garbage as it falls, because they're right there at Galetti. Well, there's also a park down there, too, isn't there? Fisherman's Park? We can't let law enforcement just keep moving people around. It's not safe for them. It's not safe for the community. It's just not safe for anybody. Especially this time of year when we are below freezing temperatures. I mean, if you can go out and live in this type of weather, wow, that's some pretty expensive weather gear you have. Or are you lighting illegal fires? Do you have propane heaters that you're taking inside of tents? Like I said, it is not safe. So please stop doing this whole, you're horrible people for moving these people around. They're just trying to live. No, no, they're not. They need help. In one form of or another, either mental, drug and alcohol, financial security. You cannot tell me that there aren't jobs out there. Every single place I go, people need help. People in this community want to help. I cannot imagine a salon out there a person out there, a barber shop anywhere, that if a homeless person came in and said, you know, I've got a job interview and I want to go get a job, would you mind cutting my hair? If you asked politely, there are so many people out there willing to do this. There are so many people out there willing to help, but these advocates make it seem like you're the bad guy and you're not. Mike is not a bad guy for sending me these pictures just minutes ago as he was in the area. No, he's the good guy for having a heart to get these people off of the streets. Please don't miss my interview tomorrow. Pat Cashel coming into the studio. And we're going to figure this out. You know, this is interesting that I was just speaking about judges and all of that good stuff. Two-term Assemblyman Ozzie Fumo to run for Nevada State Supreme Court. Okay. He represents District 21. Look into him. Is this the type of person that you want legislating? Well, obviously legislating, yes. He was an assembly person. But these are the names that you have to research. Because these are the people, the assembly, the Senate, they create the laws. But it's the judges and the attorneys who are supposed to be fighting and enforcing these laws, along with our law enforcement. So please find out more for yourself. And there you go. Just got this at 10:38. Ozzie Fumo, running for state Supreme Court. That's a big one, because that's where most everything winds up nowadays. For Nevada, it's the Nevada Supreme Court. Law of the land here in this state. I wonder if Sisolak will be before him at some point. Just had to throw that out there. 884-9910, what would you like to talk about today? We have another special guest coming up at 11 o'clock. But until then, phone lines are open. Alan Gottlieb's going to join us. We're going to talk about these gun issues, but until then, it's all about you. 884-9910 on the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Monty, give us a call back and make sure you're in good cell good cell position. Monty wanted to give a little discussion today. 884-9910, whatever you'd like to talk about, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So, tonight, special meeting. Is what it's all about. Talking about what's going on in your neighborhood. Do you want houses on top of each other? Then you better head to the Carson Nugget tonight if you're in Carson City, because they've got that big development going in. And this is your chance to actually talk with the developers at the Carson Nugget tonight, 5 to 6:30. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Monty and talk guns before Alan Gottlieb gets on the line. Hi, Monty.
Hey, I just wanted to say a comment. Thank you for letting me call in the other day. And as for gun stuff, just remember, when you take a CCW class, it isn't about gun safety or all about gun safety. It's a little piece about gun safety, but a lot of it is law and knowing what you can do and what you can't do. And that's very, very important. If you need resources on attorneys and stuff, let me know. But you can't use the divorce attorney and some of these other attorneys for actual that law. That's a whole different set of cats.
Boy, that is the truth right there. And if people try, and that's what we're going to talk about, Monty, with Alan Gottlieb, is this whole thing in Virginia about confiscation. They're already putting bills through, already in the legislature to look at, about confiscation. And you have to know your rights.
Yep, yep. And again, you have to have the right attorney for the job. I mean, I have a Second Amendment attorney I can recommend, and I do have an actual defense attorney that I recommend to everybody. I just give her a card to everybody because she's the best.
And there's the not the insurance policies that you can purchase, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes. CCW Save, UCCA,
yes.
The rest of Teresa
all
here
those.
In Reno works with CCW Save pretty much exclusively, so that's pretty good.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Monty. I appreciate the call. Don't, if somebody comes to your door, law enforcement, and says, we're here to confiscate your firearms, we know that you have this and you've purchased this, you see people with badges, you see people with guns, you have rights. Make sure that you access them. You have the right to an attorney. You have the right to, you know, and unlike our president, who doesn't seem to have any rights, doesn't have the same constitutional rights that we do, as you see in these shams of a impeachment process. Oh, man. The difference is you had a president doing unpresidential things in the Oval Office on taxpayer time, and then went before the American public via television, via radio, whatever you want to, what medium you use, and lie straight to the people, say, I did not have sexual relations with this person. Lie straight to your face. And this sham of an impeachment process we have going on right now with people who have nothing to do with the president. They've never met him. They've never talked to him. It's all hearsay. It's all feelings. It is an embarrassment. People all across the world look to this country for democracy, for our process. Innocent until proven guilty. This is a sham not only to the American people, but to the people around the world who are fighting for their own democracy. People in Hong Kong who are fighting for their rights. The left tries to tell you that we're just so horrible and awful and this is an embarrassment to even be here. When the people of Venezuela, the people of Cuba, pick a Latin American country, people of Asia, of Europe, are doing everything they can to get to this country. Because they know that they will be protected not only financially, yes, they have the opportunity of prosperity, but also because they know they will be protected by the Constitution. Log on to our website, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Do people other than American citizens have our constitutional rights when in this country?